Today's share is Masechta Sanhedrin, and we will begin Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin Daf Chaf Gimel and Al Bezer Hashem is Baruch, the new perek of Zeboira. As the Masechta began, the Masechta taught us, the first Mishnah of our Masechta taught us that the entire of Dine Mominus takes place in front of three Dayanim. Our perek, our Mishnah, now begins to discuss who qualifies to be a Dayan, and not only who qualifies to be a Dayan, but how is the Beis Din formed. And the Mishnah teaches us the Halach of Zebayru, that each one of the litigants chooses, as we're going to learn in the Maskon of the Gemara, one of the Dayanim, and after they each choose one of the Dayanim, the two of them together choose the third Dayan. And again, as we said, we're going to discuss who is qualified to be a Dayan. But the Rosh makes a very important point. The Rosh says that when our Gemara says, that when our Mishnah gives us this option of having a Bayrer, it's only, says the Rosh, in a situation where there is no Beis Din. But if there is a formal Beis Din in a city, then this is not an option. Then what the halacha is, that we have to go to that Dayan. Now, Rav Moshe, in the Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Chosh Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simon Gimel, says that this concept that the Rosh is telling us, that when there's a Dayan, when there's a Beis Din, we go to the Beis Din, he says, for example, in New York, doesn't apply. Because New York is a city made up of many different Jewish communities. There isn't just one Jewish community. And since there isn't one Jewish community, it's not considered a place where there's a formal firm Beis Din. Rav Vosner in the Shas Tshuvas Shevra Levi, Chelik Ches, Simon Shin Beis, says, well, that's not exactly true. He says, yes, if you live in a community that doesn't have a formal community, a formal kehillah, so then there's no formal Beis Din that's established. But even if you live in a large city that the Jews that live in that city have many different kehillahs, says Rav Vosner, but if you're a member of a kehillah and your kehillah, your community has a Beis Din, the fact that there are other individuals in this community that aren't part of a kehillah, that have a Beis Din, has no bearing on you. And you have to go to that Beis Din. Of course, as we're going to learn in the Shir, that the halacha is that both litigants are members of the same kehillah. But if they're not members of the same kehillah, then the fact that you are a member of a kehillah and your kehillah has a Beis Din has no bearing. The Shas HaTshuvos, Panim Meiris, as he discusses this halacha of Zebar Leyachav, Zebar Leyachot, and we'll speak about this more, Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, says in the Mishnah in the Gemara, he says, one should not misunderstand what does Zebar Leyachot and Zebar Leyachot mean. He says, it does not mean that the Dayan that I choose and is now my lawyer, and that when he sits on the Beis Din, it becomes his responsibility to argue in my favor. He says, Chas v'sholem. He says, all the halachas of Dayanim, that we've learned some of those halachas, for example, that we're not allowed to speak to the Dayan, a litigant should not speak to the Dayan, not in the presence of the other litigant, or any of the other halachas that apply to a Dayan, apply to the Bayer as much as applies to a Dayan. And therefore, one should be careful and remember that. And it goes both ways. The litigants have to treat the Bayer, even the Bayer that they chose, with that type of attitude, that individual is a Dayan. And the Dayan has to remember that he's not a lawyer. The Dayan has to remember that he is a Dayan, and should remember that he walks into this Beis Din, he has to walk in impartial and to do what's right. Drama in Choshen Mishpat Simon Zayin Sivov says, Kol Dan She'en Ahova Asona Mamish. If you have an individual who's not a real enemy or real friend of a litigant, Mutal Adonai, but he says, V'en El Midas Chassidus, it's just preferable. If you don't have a positive, if you're too positive towards one of the litigants, or vice versa, the halacha is that you can be a dayan, maybe preferably not. Well, Cain continues to remember, he could be the dayan. Says the sma, but the halacha of all the halacha that are karev, and we'll see that in the Mishnah, somebody's a relative, or somebody's disqualified to be a dayan, doesn't just apply in a bezdin kavua, but applies in a regular zabla as well, because the halacha is explains the sma that these individuals are disqualified for being a dayan. And it makes no difference how the dayan was chosen. There are discussions in the achronim. Well, what happens if I chose a dayan who's really not my friend, in a zeb bayrer? I chose a dayan who's really not my friend, but he's the friend of my opponent, and I still chose him. What will be the halacha? The Chavis Yor seems to feel that he would be qualified if I picked him and it doesn't bother me. On the other hand, there are other poskim that say that somebody who is a oyev should not be a dayan in this case, irrespective of who chose him. So begins Mishnah Dine Mamnis, the halacha that Dine Mamnis have to have shloisha. You have to have three dayanim. Zeh bayir loy echad, v'zeh bayir loy echad. So if we look at the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, which is the Havamina of the Gemara, Rashi explains that Zeh bayir loy echad v'zeh bayir loy echad means that each one choose a bezdin, v'shneim bayirim lem oyer echad, and then these two batidinim choose a third bezdin, divrei meya. But as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in the Gemara, that is not the pshat. That is the pshat that the Gemara remains with this. The two dayanim, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that everybody's speaking about in our Mishnah about dayanim, not about a whole batei dinim. The Ran explains that what is the way to understand the continuation of the Mishnayis in our Masechta. So because we learned in the previous parak, says the Ran, that when we spoke about a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol always is judged in front of the Bezdin Sanhedrin of 71 Dayanim. So now the Mishnah continues to say that that's a din by the Kohen Gadol. But when we speak about the halacha of a regular individual, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Dine Mamonis is done in front of Shloisha. The Sefer Kosh Yeshuas says that the reason the Mishnah begins with the words Dine Mamonis B'Shloisha is to reinforce a halacha that we discussed a moment ago. And that is that Dine Mamonis B'Shloisha is that the right way a Din Torah should be conducted is with Shloisha, with three Dayanim who are the appointed Dayanim of that town. Only in a situation where that isn't doable, that's when the Mishnah continues to say that Zebar Le'echad. The Bach says a very interesting psak. He says that the Mishnah just said that when we have it in Torah, each one of the litigants choose one dayan, and then the two bayrim choose a third dayan. So the Bach says, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, sometimes when the two litigants come to the Din Torah, they say that we are agreeable to a pshara. We are agreeable to a compromise. Says the Bach, in a case where the two parties said that we are agreeable to a pshara, then all three dayanim have to be acceptable to both parties. And he explains, because we also learned that the halacha is that a pshara could be done even with two dayanim. So the fact that they're not looking for a din, so the dayan that is going to be making a pshara, the dayan that's going to make a compromise, is an entirely different dayan. And therefore, in such a situation, says the Bach, all three have to be acceptable to both parties. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Marie Weil says, if the two dayanim that both parties agree to could feel that they could do this the entire without a third dayan, they could take on this the entire without a third dayan. However, says the Sma, that only when both parties to the din Torah are agreeable that these two dayanim will be satisfactory for this din Torah. But if the two parties are not satisfied just with this one, just with the two dayanim, and they say that they want a third dayan, the fact that the two dayanim between themselves feel that they could come to a conclusion doesn't make a difference, and they're going to have to choose a third dayan. Continues the Mishnah, Zeh Paisel Dayan Shel Zeh, this litigant could disqualify the dayan of one individual that was picked by the other litigant. The Zeh Paisel Dayan Shel Zeh, so too vice versa, Divrei Rameya. The Chacham Aymrim, Amosai, when can one disqualify the other parties Bairer, Bezman Shmevelei Rayim, if he could prove that he's a Shein Krivim, that he's a relative to one of the Balidinim, or Psulim, they have another disqualification. Avalim Hayuk Sheirim, but if the two Dayanim can't identify any disqualification, or Mumchum Epi Bezdin, they have Smicha, then the Halacha is that any Yochel Paislam, then you can't disqualify. Zeb Paisel Eid of Shazan continues the Mishnah teaching us that one litigant could disqualify the Eidim of one party. Zeb Paisel Eid of Shazan Divir Rameya. The Cham Aymrim, and to this too, the Cham say, Amosai, when is that doable? Bezman Shmevi Aleim Raya Shein Kravim Epsulim, when I could prove that they're disqualified. Abm Hayu Ksherim, if they are kosher, any Yachal Apostolim. So, as we said, Rashi learned the Mishnah. And that's how the Gemara learns in the Havamina, that when the Mishnah begins with the words Zeh Bayir Le'echad, Zeh Bayir Le'echad, each one of them chooses a Bezdin. Ma Zeh Bayir Le'echad, says the Gemara, what is meant that this one chooses a Bezdin? Zeh Bayir Le'echad, and then the other litigant chooses a Bezdin, and then, says the Gemara, so, and then they choose a third Bezdin. So that means we have a total of nine people. Ask the Gemara, why would we need to have nine people for Din Torah? As the Mishnah begins, Betlasa Sagi, you only need to have three members of a Bezdin to do a Din Torah. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. As I said, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says it's impossible to believe that the Mishnah ever thought, that the Gemara ever thought that the Mishnah means that you have to have three Dayanim, each one chooses a whole Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Hachikomer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Kizer Barilei Bezdin Echad, if one litigant chooses one Bezdin. Kizer Barilei Bezdin Echad, and the other litigant chooses another Bezdin. And so now we have a disagreement between these two parties. Each one of them wants a different Bezdin. Says the Gemara, Barilei Bezdin Echad, then they have to choose, Shnei Barim Echad, they have to choose a better Bezdin. Here too, there's a Machloikus Rishonim. What does it mean that each party disqualified the other one's Bezdin? So it seems from Rashi's interpretation, that Rashi seems to be learning that each one of these litigants says, I don't want to go to that Bezdin. And the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that you can't just say, if it's a qualified Bezdin, that I don't want to go to this Bezdin. The Ramban says that if one of the litigants says to the other litigant, you chose a Bezdin, but I want to go to a Bezdin that's comprised of bigger mumchim, even more proper dayanim. That's when each one, they could have this dispute. But if it's a legitimate Beis Din, just to disqualify it, because I don't want to go there, it seems the Ramban would not allow that to happen. Says the Gemara, does that mean, and again, with Rashi's pshat, the Gemara's question is much stronger. Ask the Gemara, the afil loiva matzah ma'akev, is that true that even the loiva, if there's a dintar between a malva and a loiva, the loiva has a right to say, I don't want to go to this Beis Din? Ask the Gemara of Hamar Rav Elazar. We're going to learn that Rav Elazar teaches us on Daf Laman Aleph Amabez that if the one of the Balidin, one of the litigants, wants to go to the Beis Din in the Makom Avad, in the place where there was a special Beis Din, the other one could be forced to go there. To that, Rav Elazar commented, Loi Shana Lamalva. When can we force that to happen is if the malva wants to go to that Beis Din. Ava loiva, if the loiva is the one that says, I'm not satisfied with the Beis Din in our time, in our town, I want to go to a more expert Beis Din, the Beis Din and the Beis Havad, we force him to have the Din Torah in his city, because as we've learned, because the halacha is elvid loiva lish malva. A loiva is always is bound to the malva, because the malva is the one that lent the money. So how are we saying that the loiva could just disqualify him? And here we're talking, as we just explained, because of the unique relationship that exists between a loiva and a malva. Evid loiva l'ish malva. That's why the loiva doesn't have this prerogative. What would be the halacha by other type of dinei Torah, which are not dinei Torah of a malva and a loiva? The Ran and the Rashba say that this halacha only applies by a loiva and a malva, that the malva has the prerogative, but not the loiva. But the Rambam says that not only is this by a loiva and malva, by if somebody, every time the toiveya is the person that's calling the other party to a din Torah, so if somebody was injured, or somebody was stolen from, and he's trying to collect damages, he is the Teveya, and the person from whom he's trying to collect is the Nitva, says the Rambam, it's always the Teveya's prerogative, it's always the Teveya's prerogative, and the Nitva is a much weaker position. The Ramas Pasch says that when we have a situation like we just said, where it's not a loiva and a malva, and either party wants to keep the din Torah local, then he has a right to demand that, and the din Torah will be local. Says the Gemara, the case of our Mishnah, so from our Mishnah, it seemed that either party could demand that we want to go to better Beis Din, a different better Beis Din. Says the Gemara, we learned that only the malva has a right to make that demand, not the loiva. Says the Gemara, could Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The way we're going to understand our Mishnah is as Rabbi Yochanan explained. Our Mishnah is talking about the Bati Dinim and Surya, who were really not experts in Dinei Torah. And there, even a loiva has the right to say that I am not satisfied with that type of Beis Din. Hachinami, just like Rabbi Yochanan said it in that setting, in our Mishnah, we also will explain Bakosh Basurya. Ava Mumchem, if the Beis Din that was chosen are Mumchem, then Ramei will agree that the loiva does not have the ability to disqualify a local Beis Din that is a qualified Beis Din. Rapapa disagrees. And Rapapa says that Amish is speaking about Mumchem. Kigoyim Beidina, the Rav Huna of Rav Chisda. Amish is speaking about the Beis Din of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, that they're both experts. The Kamalei, and they both live in the same location. The Kamalei, and that's where the loiva has a right to say to Malva, yes, both Beis Din are good Batei Dinim, but they're, yes, you chose one Beis Din, I want the other Beis Din because I think it's a better Beis Din. And because I think they're a better Beis Din, that's why I demand that we go there, and it's no tircha because they're both local. So Ramban and the Ran say, when the Mishnah says that when the Gemara says Repapa Amar Filu Tema Mumchim, it doesn't mean, as we discussed previously in the Masechta Smuchim. When we speak about Smuchim, that then once they have Smicha, there's nothing to speak about. That you can't reject that Bezdin. We're speaking about Mumchim, but they're not Smuchim. So the question that Tosfos asks is that the Gemara Masechta Ervin, that Samach Beis Amud Beis teaches us that Rav Chisda never passed the Shaila in the location of Rav Huna, even if it was the simplest question. So the question here is, how could we say that one wants to go to Rav Huna's Bezdin, Rav Chisda's Bezdin, if Rav Chisda never were to do it in Taira in the presence of Rav Huna? So because of that question, Taisa says it wasn't that Rav Huna and Rav Chisda were actually in the same city, but they were not that. The way to understand the Gemara is, because if they were in the same city, Rav Chisda would have never done it in Taira. They were close by, so the claim that the Malva could say, I don't want to have to schlep, doesn't exist. However, the other Rishonim say that when is there a halacha that Rav Huna, when did Rav Chisda refuse to pass in a shaila in the presence of Rav Huna? That was only Issevahetta, a question like Kashrus. But when it comes to Dine Mamnus, they didn't have this rule, and each one of them could have could have their own Bezdin. And in fact, the Smag says, if there are two Talmid Chachamim in one city, and one is greater than the other, then the litigant, and one chose the Bezdin, which is not of the highest stature, either of the litigants have the right to say, we want to go to the more prestigious Bezdin. And the Bach and the Trisha both say that the Smag takes this halacha from our Gemara. But the Torah and the Chosh Mishpat disagree on the Torah disagrees on the Smag, and his opinion is that the Loiva cannot force them to go to the most prestigious Bezdin. The halacha is that what the Gemara is saying is that what Rav Papa meant said, Kigoy Beidin and Rav Huna Vechizda, that's only in a situation where the Loiva doesn't want to come to the Bezdin Rav Huna because it's greater than Rav Chisda's Bezdin. Which means, explains the Torah, that the Loiva still has never a right. If the Batei Dinim are equal, then the Loiva's rights are still limited. And the Chazanish explains, when the two parties, one wants to go to one Bezdin and one wants to go to another Bezdin, that's where we have a Machloikus. But if, meaning that we're speaking about a case where it's a Bezdin Kavua and there are two Batei Dinim Kavua. Another question is when you have two Batei Dinim Kavuim, what do we do? But when we have a situation, says the Chazanish of a Zeb Boirer, that's a whole different situation. Says the Gemara, Tanan, so we're learning that our Mishnah is speaking about a case, can one litigant disqualify the Bezdin that was chosen by the other litigant? Says the Gemara, Tanan, v'chama imrim, shnai dayonim barim lama oid echad. Says the Gemara, we're still learning that we're speaking in our Mishnah about full-fledged Batei Dinim. Ask the Gemara, v'sakadatach, k'raminin, if we're speaking about, if the way to understand the Mishnah, as we've been explaining, that Bezdin, so how can we say, Bezdin, the Bosser, the Pastelahu, how can we say, what the way we're learning the Mishnah is, one party chose one Bezdin, the other party chose the other Bezdin, and then they can't agree, they choose a third Bezdin. How do we understand the Mishnah? If Bezdin Bosser, the Pastelahu, if we disqualify the Bezdin, so Ozul Barulu HaBeidin Achrina, how are they parties to choose another Bezdin? They're not parties anymore. Furthermore, void my zebra leyechad zebra leyechad. What it means that each one should choose one person. The way we just learned that we're not speaking about a Bezdin, and we're not speaking about an Echod. The Mishnah seems to be saying that the two Batei Dinim should choose a third Bezdin. Why should they two choose a third Bezdin if they could agree on one of the two Batei Dinim that were chosen? It says the Gemara HaChachamim, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Zeh Bar Lo Dayan Echod. This party chooses one Dayan. Zeh Bar Lo Dayan Echod. And the other party chooses another Dayan. And then these two Dayanim, and then the two parties, they choose the third Dayan. Ask the Gemara, the Mishna, the Avdi Hachi, why would we want to do this way? Answers the Gemara, Amri Merava, Mishmei Derav Zera. If one party chooses one Dayan, and the other party chooses the other Dayan, and then these two Balidin would choose the third Dayan, that's why Yotzer Din Lamitai. We're concerned, this is the way the Rishonim learned the Gemara. We are most concerned that the Din Torah should be followed, that whatever Psak is issued by Bezdin should be a Psak that is adhered to by both parties. So what the Gemara is saying is human psychology. If I chose a Dayan, then this Bezdin that has a Dayan on the Bezdin that I chose, I'm going to be very comfortable with this Bezdin, and I'm going to be comfortable with the decision that this Bezdin reaches. And the reason I'm going to be comfortable is because I know I have somebody on the Bezdin that is there to take my position. That's the way many Rishonim learn. It's a very difficult pshat, says the Rosh, because does that mean, and as we spoke about at the beginning of the shir, that the Dayan that I choose is supposed to be my representative? And therefore the Rosh says that what all these Rishonim mean to say is not that the Dayan that I chose will automatically take up my side. Rather, it's a human psychology that the Mishnah is teaching us. People believe that the people that they chose are going to stick up for them. But it doesn't mean that that's what has to happen. What has to happen is that the Dayan who's chosen, the Zeh Bayor Lo Echod, has to be a full-fledged Dayan. And he has to be impartial. And just because he was picked by one of the litigants doesn't mean he has to stick up for that party. The Chamayim, the Chum say that the two Dayanim choose a third Dayan. So we have a machloikis. So the way the Gemara is learning now is how do we understand the machloikis Aramea and the Chacham and the Mishnah? The machloikis is understood who picks the third Dayan. According to Aramea, the two litigants are the ones that choose the third Dayan. And according to Chachamim, the two Dayanim are the ones that choose the third Dayan. So suggest the Gemara that what is the basis of the machloikis? But Rav Yehuda Marav Kamifgi, Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Oedim Chosim El Shtar, Oedim could refuse to sign in a shtar, Elam Ken Yoedim Mi Chosim El Moim, because only one, if they know who they sign along with. And the Rishonim explain that because Oedim are concerned that if one of the other Oedim on this document get disqualified, so we know, as we learned many times, Nimtza Echmem Karv Apostle, if one of the Edom is disqualified, the entire transaction, the entire Shtar is possible. And therefore, the Edom are concerned that we should not be on a Shtar that will ultimately be disqualified because that reflects badly on us. Rameya, so now suggests the Gemara, this is the Machlaikas. Rameya, less later, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and the Dayanim can't say, well, we want to know who is sitting on the Bezdin with, and therefore it's for the Balei Din to make the decision who should be the third Dayan, and the Dayan can't say, well, I don't want to sit on Bezdin with this individual. Rabbanu, Isla, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Dayanim do have a right to make such a decision, and therefore they should be the one who should decide who should be the third Dayanim. Says the Gemara, Loi. The Kol Alma, everybody is in agreement, Islo de Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that the Edom, that the Yonim can make a decision who they want to sit with or not. Vadas the Yonim, and therefore everybody agrees, that's Dayanim, the consent of the Dayanim, who should be the third Dayan, Kula Amaloi Pligi Dabinin, is necessary. What is the Machloikis in our Mishnah? Ki Pligi, the Machloikis is Das Bal Din. Do we also have to have the consent of the parties? Ramei Sover, Das Bal Din Nam Binin. So not only do we need the consent of the two Dayanim, we also have to have the consent of the two parties. Rabbanan Savri, Das Dayanim Binin. We need the consent of the two Dayanim, because they don't want to, they could decline to sit with a certain Dayanim. However, Das Bal Dayanim Beloy Binin, we don't need to have. And the Yushalmi explains what is the Machloikus. The Rameyus holds that you need to have the Balidinim, as we just learned, satisfied with the Psak. How would the Balidinim be satisfied with the Psak if they had a say who should be the third Dayan? Whereas the Chacham's opinion is, as we said earlier, that we don't need the Balidinim to be that satisfied, and therefore we don't need the consent of the two Balidin who to choose as the third Dayan. Gufa says the Gemara, as we've been learning. Amar Yudam Rav, Ein Oidim Chosim al Ashtar, the Eidim can refuse to sign an Ashtar unless they know who they're signing along with. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kachoyin Nikiya Das Shibushalayim. This is the way the Nikiya Das used to act. And the Mesil Shisharim explains what is the definition of Nikiya Das. Nikiya Das Yerushalayim means that the people who would check everything they did, every interaction that they had in life, they examined, is this something that they want to do? And kacha yid Nikiya Das Yerushalayim oisin, lo yichosim l'shtar elam kein yoidim michosim aleim. They would not agree to sign on a shtar unless they were satisfied with the other edim. V'lo yoshev b'din, they refused to be a dayan. Elm ken yoidim mi yoshev mam, who is going to be the other dayan. V'lo yichnosim besuda, and they wouldn't eat at a meal. Elm ken yoidim mi meisim mam, unless they knew who is going to be along at this meal. So the Bi'ah Locha in Simon Kuf Hei, Divrei Maskal Loi, sort of qualifies this halacha and says that here we're learning that you can never sit, the people should not sit in a meal unless the other people who are sitting in the meal are people that they're comfortable with. So the Bi'ah Locha says that this halacha only applies if the people who are significant people are people who could influence everybody at the meal. So if they could positively influence the other people at the meal, then the halacha is that they should go to the meal and use their influence on the other people. Another point that the Bi'ah Locha makes is that this halacha only applies, says the Bi'ah Locha, if they're sitting at the exact same table. But if they are not sitting at the exact same table, then the halacha is they could. Then the halacha says the Bi'ah Locha is that they could sit at the same meal, and we don't have this concern. The pasuk in Parshas Hazina, the pasuk that begins Parshas Hazina, says that Hazina Hashemayim v'dabera v'sishma aretz imri pi. So it's interesting. The pasuk speaks to the Shemayim directly. Hazinu to the aretz, it speaks about v'tishma. So I saw that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Shemayim to be Edus on his behalf, he said immediately, V'sishma Aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Shemayim that you're going to be an aid, but I want you to know who's going to be the other aid as well. I saw there was a great tzaddik, his name was Reb Zundel Hutner, who lived in Aishishuk. And he once, people started coming to his home and asking for brachas. And he didn't understand why all of a sudden people are constantly coming to his home and asking him to give them bracha. And he found out that it was the Chafetz Chaim who was sending people to him to receive brachas. So he went to the Chafetz Chaim and he asked him, why are you sending people to my home? And We'll get to the answer to that question in a moment. The Gemara continued. We just learned about the Nekiyah Hadas Shebirushalayim. So I saw that the Divrei Chaim once said that you make a party and you make a wedding, that it's impossible that there should be people who are not of the greatest stature. And since the people are not of the greatest stature, why could the other guest come? So he says that what the Gemara means to say is Nekiyah Hadas HaYoidim. Nekiyah Hadas knew who they're sitting with. The issue here is, if you don't know who you're attending this party with, then we have a concern that the person that you may be sitting next to is really not such a special, great person. And you not knowing that, it may cause that you will learn from him, and you don't want to learn from a person whose behavior is not something to learn from. But if you yoidim, says the Divrei Chaim, if you know who you're sitting with, then we don't have to worry that even though that person is not of the greatest stature, that you shouldn't be able to attend the Suda. So we learned in the Mishnah, Zeh Paisel Dayonah Shalzeh, Zeh Paisel Dayonah Shalzeh, Divrei Meya. Ask the Gemara, call Kaminei the Pasel Dayonah, could somebody just disqualify another Dayan? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, as we said earlier in our shir, Amish is speaking about Bakurish Abasurishana, the Batidinim in Surya, and the people who sat in the Batidinim were not great experts. But indeed, Avul Mumchim, if the people who are sitting on the Bezdin are Mumchim, then of course one cannot just disqualify another Dayan. Says the Gemara, Amidik Tani Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'cham Oimrim, Amai Emesai V'zman Shemevi Raya, Shein Kroivin Apsulim. Avo Hayik Sheirim, Oyei Mumchim, Bipi Bezit, Eni Yochel of Haslam, Mechlal, Dremeyer, when Rameyer says that you could disqualify somebody else, he's speaking about, even by Mumchim Nami Kamer, says the Marhach Kamer, Avam Hayik Sheirim, if the Dayonim Aksherim, Nask Mumchim Bibezdin, they become like full-fledged Mumchim, Yachal Apostlam. So in other words, Ramey is saying that Ramey is agreeing at this point that if the Dayonim are Mumchim, then they can't be disqualified. Only if they had Yaitis, that's when they can be disqualified. Tashma, Amaloi, the Chacham said to Ramey, Loi Kamana, the fact that Chacham said to Rameyer, how do you say that a mumcha could be disqualified, isn't that clearly indication that Rameyer said his halacha even by mumcha, by mumchim? So how could you say that Rameyer said his halacha even by, that Rameyer said his halacha only by a jaitis? Aimup, says the Gemara, the way to understand what the Chacham was saying to Ramey was, Loi kill him nu, it's not correct, that somebody could disqualify somebody who was appointed as a dayin, as an expert dayin. Tanya Nami Hachi, and says the Gemara, there's a brisa that supports that even Ramey only allows the disqualification of a dayin who's not a mumcha, but a dayin who's a mumcha, Ramey will agree cannot be disqualified. Because says the Braisa, Loyal and Pais V'Hailuch, the other party could disqualify the Dayonim, Achi Kabalov, until the other party agrees to have a Bezdin, Shemum Chal Rabin de Ramey. Ask the Gemara for Edom. When we speak about Edom, so when we speak about a Dayan, we could differentiate between a Mumcha and not a Mumcha. But when we speak about Edom, ask the Gemara, they're Kamumchim Dami. Because the role of an aide is just to say what he saw. It doesn't make a difference if he's a big Talmud Chacham or he's not a big Talmud Chacham. V'amar Ameya, Zeh Paisel Eid V'Shazeh, Zeh Paisel Eid V'Shazeh. And we learned that Ameya says you could disqualify the other one's aidim. Now, an aide, the Gemara is saying, is by definition the equivalent of a mumcha. And yet, in our Mishnah, Ameya says that one could disqualify the aide of the other one, says the Gemara. Amr Hayat Malah, says the Gemara, Amr Eish Lakish. So Eish Lakish said, Peh Kaddish, are you going to say Rameyer, who Rameya had a pet kaddish. And that's what I meant to say when I was saying the episode of Rav Zundel Hutner, that the Chofetz Chaim said that a person who's a pet kaddish, what is the definition of a pet kaddish? Is somebody who always says the right thing, and somebody is careful always what he says. Such individual is called a pet kaddish. Said the Chofetz Chaim to Rav Zundel, I know that you are always careful to think what you say and to make sure what you say is what's supposed to be said. And that's why I call you a peh kaddish. And the peh kaddish, whatever he says is correct, and every bracha that he gives is considered a bracha. So he says, peh kaddish yom davazeh, is it possible that one baldin should just be able to disqualify the other baldin? Says the Gemara, the way we need to understand the Mishnah is not zeh pasul edo shezeh, tana edoy, that if a baal din brought one aid, then the other baal din questions, could he disqualify? So ask the Gemara, why would somebody just bring one aid? Aid lamai, il memen lamamen, that we want to pass in the din Torah based on one aid. How, as the Gemara, would that even be a question? Rechmana pasli, we know the pasuk says apishnei edim yakum dava, we need to have two edim. Vila shvua, if it's speaking about a case of a shvua, hemnune benu kvetrei. One aid, when it comes to shvua, is equal to two aidim, because the Torah says the one aid can make be mechayiv a shvua. Says the Gemara la'olam lamamen. We're talking about one aid, and we are talking about the din Torah. And the Mishnah is telling us, that at the beginning he said that I'm going to accept the testimony. One of the parties said, I will accept the testimony of one of the Edom, of one aid as if it's equivalent to two. And now Ramey says he could back out. Says the Gemara, my Kamashman. So what are you saying that the Mishnah is teaching us? That even though Ramey is teaching us, that even though originally you said I would accept this aid to be equivalent to two, he could back out. The Matzah Hadabay. Ask the Gemara Tanina. It's Gemara on the next plot on Daf Chaf Talad. Amalai, if one baldin said to the other baldin, Nemanlai Abba, we could trust that my father should be the dying. Nemanlai Avicha, your father will be the dying. Nemanlai Shlosh Roy Bakr, three people who are unlearned. Ramei Ami Yachal Achsabai, you could back out. Chamam Ani Yachal Achsabai. Vamar Avdimi Bereid Rav Nachman, Bereid Rav Yosef, could go into Kabbalah Abachad. Our Mishnah is speaking about, the Gemara is speaking that he took him as one dying, and he took him as one dying, and there are going to be two or more dayanim. And Ramey says that since he is disqualified, he could back out. So here too, why in our Mishnah, if you're saying that originally he said that two will be okay, that this one aid should be equivalent to two, of course he could back out. Answers the Gemara, and that's the halacha that we already know. So how can we say that that's what our Mishnah is trying to teach us? Tzricha. Answers the Gemara, we need to have both Mishnais. Ditana Abba Vavicha. If we only had the case of Abba Vavicha, we would think, that's the case where the Rabbanan hold you can't back out. Shem, the Abba Vavicha, Chazal Alma. They're not disqualified to everybody. This case, because their fathers, they're disqualified. Avachat kebetrei. If somebody said that one aid will be sufficient, del amalai chazi, we know you always have to have two aidim. Maybe emimoy del rameir. In that case, they'll agree with rameir that you, the party could change his mind. V'yashmin ha. If we had only the case of our Mishnah, we would think that in the case of our Mishnah, where somebody said, I'm going to accept one aid as two, that's where Ramea says you could back out. But in the case of a father, as we just said, since the father could be a dying in other cases, there they'll agree with Rabbanan that you can't back out. That's where we had to have both Mishnayos, and that's the case of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but let's go back to the Mishnah. How can we say that the Mishnah means when it speaks about Edim? It doesn't mean Edim. It means just one aid. Hamidik Tani, in the Reish it says Dayana. In the Seif it says Edov. So why do we see that our Mishnah is being very careful? When it wants to speak about one person, it says the word Dayan. When it wants to speak about plural, it says Edov. Al Madafkik Tani. And we can't just say that Edov means Edov. Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, the Mishnah, when Rameyah says that I could disqualify the other person's aid, the Bahu V'achla Paslan. It's not just that the Baal Din himself is coming to disqualify this aid, he's bringing along somebody else. But ask the Gemara, but he is a how could he be an individual who could disqualify aid? Kol Kimine, does he have the ability to disqualify aid? Negei Bedusaho, he's a party here. And there's a issue of Negei Be'edus. And there's a machloikis, why somebody who's Negei Be'edus, where it affects him, is possible. Some achroinim, the Sma and the Shach explain, that we're concerned that such an aid is going to say something which is not true. The Levush says that the issue is that Adam Karveitz Latzmai. A person can't be involved in a din taira that's his din taira. Answers the Gemara, Amar Vacha, Reder Vacha, Kigoin, Shikarl of Edis. Shikarl of Irr. That he says that where he clearly explains what is the issue with this aid. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Irr de Mai. What is he saying is the issue with this aid? Ilei me irr de Gezlus Nosa. If we're going to say that this Baal Din is saying that this aid is a thief, and as we're going to learn in our peruk, such an individual is disqualified for being an aide. Ask the Gemara, could somebody just walk in and make that type of an assertion? Kol kmine, negei bedusa. Ela irr, the begam mishpacha. Says the Gemara, he says that there's a issue with this person's yichus that would disqualify him from being an aide. And now we'll understand, says the Gemara, the machlokes remei the chomim. Remei sova, hani, when this person says that there's a problem with this individual's yichus, he's not speaking about this case. He's speaking about this individual. And the fact that the aid becomes puzzle, that only is memelik puzzle. The Rabbanan Savri, soif, negei be'edusahava. So the way that Achroinim explained the machloikis of the Rabbanan and Rameya now is connected to the machloikis that we just quoted a moment ago, why a person who's a negeya be'edis is a postular aid. If we say the disqualification is because he may be lying, because then the concern remains, even if it's not only relevant to this case. But if we say because the concern is Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai, when do we say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai? When it's relevant to the case that I am involved with. But if it's not the case that I am actually involved with, then it's not considered in the Gei Be'edus. Kiyasar of Dimi, now the Gemara offers a different explanation of the machloikis between Ramei and the Chachamim. Kiyasar of Dimi, Omer Rav Yochan, machloikis of Ramei and the Chachamim is in the following situation, where B'shnei Kit Edim, the one party brought two pairs of Edim. And one of the bodies wants to disqualify one of the sets of Edom. Rameyah Sover, when the Baal Din says that I'm going to bring two sets of Edom, Tzarech Levarer, that he has to bring both sets of those Edis. And since he has to bring both pairs of those Edis, so when I, the Baal Din, say that one of those, that this pair that's in front of us is disqualified, I'm not in the Gei Be'edis, because the other party has another pair. Rabbanan Savri, just because the other party said he's bringing two pairs of Edom, doesn't mean that he has to. Afil avakat achas, and therefore, this pair that's here is the Edis that we're relying on, and therefore the other Baal Din, who's a Negei Be'edis, can't say anything. Avakat achas, but if there's only one pair of Edom, the Devarako, the other Baal Din, any Yachal Apostle can't disqualify them because he's a Negei Be'edis. Amul fan of Rami Ravasi. Ensham elkat achas mahu, says the Gemara. If there's only one halacha, ask them, what's your question? Ensham kat achas v'amrit. We just said ava bekat achas. If there's only one pair, devakel and yochel faslon, because he's in the gay be'edis. Says the Gemara. The question is a different question. This person brought a pair of edim, and the pair of edim that he brought were, and then the next pair he brought, and he says he's bringing two pairs, and he brings the second pair. And now the second pair is kat shnia to turn out to be kriven apsulim. According to a mayor, when there are two pairs of edim, the baal din could disqualify one of them. Here, where one pair got disqualified, if the baal din is going to disqualify the other pair, then there's left without edim. Or do we say, when he disqualified them, we thought there's another good pair coming, and therefore his disqualification was a valid disqualification? We can't now retroactively say that that disqualification was not good. Amalei, says the Gemara, so they said, once the first pair got disqualified, then they're disqualified. And at that point, they weren't negei be'edus, and therefore, the disqualification stands, says the Gemara. The Gemara suggests that this question that we're discussing, if somebody says he has two pairs, does he have to bring both pairs? Says the Gemara, name of the Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Kamilski, the Tanya, Haba lead the Mishtar b'chazaka. We learned this Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, where somebody is on a property, and somebody else comes to him and says, you're on my property. And the occupant of the property says that I have a shtar to back up that I am on this property, that I bought this property. And I also have edim that I'm on this property for 3 years and I have a chazaka. The halacha is, nidim b'shtar divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion is, he has to bring a shtar. Shem Gamliel omer, nidim b'chazaka. Ask the Gemara b'chazaka, v'loi b'shtar. What does Shem Gamliel mean to say that the chazaka alone is going to be satisfactory? Aleima af b'chazaka. If you say that you have a shtar and chazaka, then you have to bring both. The kaimlon, and the Gemara says that the machloikis was on the subject of tzorach levar b'kamifki. If I say that I have two good defenses, do I have to bring both? Says the Gemara, loy. We don't have to connect the two machloikis in of Remeir and the Rabbana and Amish to Tirai Machlokas. I leave it to Shimon Gamliel, that Shimon Gamliel over there says, you only have to bring one claim. Kulam loy pligi. Keep pligi, I leave it to Rebbe. Remeir holds like Rebbe. If you said two claims, you said you have two pairs, you have to bring both pairs. You said shtar v'chazaka, you have to bring both. Rabbana Amalach, at kala kam Rebbe Hassam, ela b'chazaka. Why? Because what is the basis, as we learned in Masechta Baba Basra, of the strength of a chazaka? The mekayach shtar kasi. A chazaka only works if you could say that I bought the property, I have a shtar. Aval hocha, in the case of edim, la mekayach achidim kasu, each pair is an independent pair. There, say the Rabbanan, afil Rebbe Maida, just because this party said I have two pairs, doesn't mean that he has to bring both pairs. The halacha will be that the halacha is ein tzarach levar. You don't have to bring both pairs. And therefore, if one pair is brought, the baal din, says Seder Chachamim, who wants to disqualify that pair, has no right to disqualify that pair, because that may be the only pair that's necessary to be brought. And the baal din is a negeya be'edus.